Case number 10,904, Sharon Butterworth, south of Long Neck Road, southeast of Fisherman's Road, being lot 94 within White House Beach Mobile Home Park. A variance from the separation requirement between units in a mobile home park.
Names and addresses, please.
Sharon Butterworth, 3545 Indian Queen Lane, Philadelphia, PA.
Paula LaValle, 3545 Indian Queen Lane, Philadelphia.
Please spell your last name.
LaVallee.
All right. Do both of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I want to address my uniqueness question right away, and in order to do that, I think you all have a copy of the survey.
Uh-huh.
Okay. The existing trailer was a 1974 buddy trailer. We live in White House Beach. White House Beach gave us until 2013 to put a shingled roof and side it. Okay? So when we put the roof on, the weight of the roof could not be supported by the trailer. So the contractor put, what were they, 4x6s?
Correct.
4x6 posts into the ground, cemented it to support the roof, which I'll show you a picture of. We're seeking a variance in the back here for the back two posts. And I can show you a picture.
These are just copies of what she's going to do.
Pointing them down there, ma'am, if you would, please.
These are just copies.
Okay, you keep those in if she's giving the same.
Posts, okay, are what we're seeking a variance from, and it's directly in line with the existing sunroom. So nothing has gone out any farther. Nothing has increased in length.
Okay.
So the uniqueness is the 2 4x6 posts that hold up a section of this roof. We're seeking
The setback requirement between the two trailers.
No, it's a 6-foot variance.
Okay. It's approximately a 6-foot variance. Okay?
All right.
And also, because the trailer was put there in approximately 1974, we did not have that setback requirement then. I believe it was only
just the variance.
Right.
Our trailer was there prior to the trailer that is now we are asking a variance from. So, I'm sure the distances were not what they are today. So for us to comply with White House Beach, we're going to need a variance for those two posts.
They were non-conforming?
Excuse me?
They were non-conforming originally? Is that what you're saying?
Well, the trailer was non-conforming.
Gotcha.
Okay, because it was not sided. Okay. And that's my answer to question one. As to why this is so unique.
Okay.
And then question 1B, is there an exceptional practical difficulty? We needed to construct the roof and the siding to comply with White House Beach. Question 2A, possibility of development. The answer to that is no, again, due to the change in the code.
Which you're suggesting the code makes it necessary?
The code now makes it necessary for us to have this variance. And if we don't get the variance, then the entire roof comes down. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Where am I?
2B.
And I just answered that, yes, the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Because of the White House Beach rule. 3, has the difficulty been created by the applicant? I'm going to answer that. No, the difficulty was created by the change in the separation between the two trailers. Now we're on to 4.
Mm-hmm.
Effect of surroundings, will the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? The answer to that is no. 4B, will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of the adjacent property? No. Will the variance be detrimental to public welfare? No.
Okay. The answer to all those, no. why is it that it won't alter the central character of the neighborhood? Is there other properties that are...
There's other properties that have done the exact same thing that I did. I think you will have all the pictures. I don't know.
Was it some sort of a park requirement that everybody get A roofs or something?
Yes.
I have till 13,000.
2013.
You need to use the mic.
You need
to use the mic at the podium.
Okay.
So that you get recorded.
There's other trailers within the park that have done the exact same thing that I did, where they had a single wide, a sunroom, and they just extended the roof over the...
Both of them.
Right. So it doesn't look really... I mean, to me, it would look ridiculous if you just made it like a W and then another W.
Right.
Okay, so we just extended it over, and that's what that part of the roof is sitting on, the two posts that I need the variance for.
2 6-foot posts.
Okay.
Okay.
And where am I now? 4B.
Mm-hmm.
Will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for the development of adjacent property? It doesn't affect the adjacent property. It doesn't block anybody's views. It doesn't block any easement between golf carts running up and down, because I'm still way on my side of the property line.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And will the variance be detrimental to public welfare?
No.
And then we are on to 5. Will the variance represent the least modification possible? And the way I did the roof, I thought it was the least modification. The beams are totally in line all the way down the one side. The back of the trailer is just the back of the trailer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And is the variance necessary to afford relief? Yes, I explained that. If I don't get the variance, then the entire project is gone, essentially. The roof has to come off and...
Everything else.
And will the variance... Yeah, I answered C. Is there anything else we wanted to say? Or?
No.
Okay. Let me check. All right, is there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe.
How long has the existing unit been there?
The unit that I'm in now?
Yeah.
Since approximately 1974.
1974.
It's a 74 buddy.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Us.
1, 2. Anybody else? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to first commend the applicant for addressing the standards for granting a variance. I think they've done that well, and certainly the situation required by White House Beach applies to all of them, unique being that this requirement is required and to be for them to adhere to the strict conformity. It's therefore reasonable, necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Obviously, it wasn't created by the applicant, but White House Beach and their rules and requirements and the difference in the county requirements. For a testimony that it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood because of other properties having to conform as well, and therefore we're also a minimum to afford relief. So I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,904.
Jane, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,904. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.